And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bowler, Briefcase, and Brolly Brigade.
The bed from the Guinness Street.
This week in the General Assistance Department, we find Senior Executive Roland Lennox Brown enlisting the aid of his colleague Richard Lamb on a matter of extreme importance.
Wake up, number two. Come on, wake up. Look, this is an office, not a doss house.
I'm sorry, number one. I felt a great urge to get on with some work, so I had a little nap until the feeling wore off.
Look, this won't do, you know. If we're to help the Home Office clean up Britain, we must be vigorous, forceful, and alert.
Oh, you're quite right, yeah.
This is a... Oh, really? Look, this is a top priority assignment. Top priority.
Top priority.
The nation's morals have gone to pieces. Last night, I saw the hall porter pinch one of the charladies in the basement. Of course, it's hardly surprising with all this permissive nonsense going on, is it?
Well, thank heaven something's been done about it at last. Even Sir Gregory's taken a hand.
Really?
Yes, I hear he's locked himself in his office with those magazines they seized in Soho. Yes, he's going to give the Home Secretary a breakdown.
If he's not careful, he'll have one himself.
Slogan three, it's time for tea.
Oh, thank you, Mildred. We were talking about cleaning up Britain.
Oh, don't tell me the dustbin men are on strike again.
No. I mean, cleaning up what passes for entertainment.
Oh, aye. Well, it's a good job, too. Did you see last night's telly? Oh, talk about disgusting.
Oh, really, Mildred?
Aye. Mind you, the sound doesn't work on our set, but Dad likes to have it on anyway. He says it saves him having to look at me mum.
Yes, we have a liftoff. Mark III with the world's most advanced triple filter system. Mark III, the mild cigarette that lets the taste come through. Ransom Mark III with the superior space age filter system plus specially formulated tobaccos meets today's demand for mildness plus taste. Mark III lets the taste come through.
You call that dinner?
Says here it serves six.
Six? Six what? Fasting fleas, darting dwarfs, hibernating hedgehogs, bloated goldfish?
If advertisers cook up stories, you can make them eat their words.
Huh?
Cat's just eaten it.
Report misleading advertising to the Advertising Standards Authority at P.O. Box 10537, Johannesburg 2000, and help us keep advertising honest.
Volkskast is die bank vir jou, 'n bankgenoot vir die kinders, vir die kom wat wil jou na. 'N bankgenoot om jou by te staan, deur die rap en skraap, broekskeer daar. Volkskast is jou steun vir laag, vir die pa en ma en klein ding daar. By Volkskast is ons trots daarop, dat jy jou pond kan staat maak. 'N dag na by en 'n vriend daar by, vir die salig, uitspan af twee daar.
Volkskas, jou bankgenoot deur dik en dun.
But Mildred, what was this disgusting program?
Well, I hardly like to say it in front of you, Mr. Lamb, but it was supposed to be a program on architecture. I have to switch it off, though.
Why?
Well, this trendy BBC chap was going to demonstrate a few new ideas with a model on the table.
How dreadful. Do you think they'll repeat it?
No. I checked.
Mildred, this report on public behavior in the parks, would you type it for me, please?
Righty-o, sir.
And please don't say righty-ho, Mildred. You know it gets on my nerves.
Sorry, Mr. Lennox Brown. I'll type it straight away.
Righty-ho. Of course, I know why the nation's morals have declined.
Yes, it's all those vitamins in the bread.
Exactly.
No!
Look, it's because young people today have too much spare time. They don't know what to do with their leisure hours.
Yes, you may be right.
Of course I'm right. You young people don't seem to do anything active at all. You hang around getting into mischief.
Do I?
Yes, you do. I've seen you on the underground riding up and down on the escalators, looking at the advertisements.
Well, actually, I'm about to start a new hobby.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it. Not
It's not beekeeping again, is it?
Oh, no. I gave that up. It didn't seem to work in a bed-sitting room.
Yes. Well, what are you taking up?
I'm planning to enroll in the civil service art class.
Well, that sounds sensible and healthy.
Yes. Well, I'm going to see Mr. Whistler at 5 o'clock today. He's the art club secretary. He'll tell me all about it.
Come in.
Hello, Mr. Whistler. I'm Richard Lamb from the General Assistance Department.
Oh, yes, Mr. Lamb. May I call you Richard? Oh, do come in. Don't be nervous.
Thank you, Mr. Whistler.
Pleasure, Richard. You may call me Adrian. All my close friends do.
Very well, Ada.
Adrian!
Adrian.
Oh, you naughty man, but I forgive you. So you want to join the art class, eh?
Yes. By the way, I like the way you've decorated your office.
I've tried to create an oasis of artistic culture in a desert of civil service philistinism.
I beg your pardon.
What do you think of my hangings, Richard?
I beg your pardon.
My paintings, dear.
Oh, I see, yes. Well, I like that one hanging by the door. It's in the style of Picasso, isn't it?
That's the plan of the Ministry Drains, Ducky.
I see. How silly of me.
You will have your little joke, Richard, yes. But I sense beneath your whimsical exterior, you have an eye for beauty. You're a kindred spirit with a soul thirsting for aesthetic experience.
Well, yes, I feel quite well in myself, though.
Now, before we enroll you in the art club, I must ask you about your prowess. Have you had some experience?
Yes. I painted my landlady's seat. Her garden seat, that is, of course. And I painted her sitting room wall.
What?
That came out rather bumpy, though, because I'd forgotten to take the barometer down.
Well, our painting course is frightfully in demand, Mr. Lamb. I think you might be better placed in the sculpture class. I've always got plenty of room there. And working on good, hard stone is so much more satisfying than on mere canvas.
Sculpture? Oh, yes, I'd be awfully good at that.
Oh, splendid. Well, I'll put you down for the sculpture course starting tomorrow evening.
Oh, thank you very much.
By the way, Richard, tomorrow night's a nude class.
No, it can't be. I couldn't...
I beg your pardon.
But I mean, I can't turn up at a class without any clothes on. I mean, apart from anything else, where would I carry my hammer and chisel?
Oh, you're a wag, Richard. You really are. You don't have to be undressed. I referred to the model. She will be.
But that's even worse. I mean, a female lady in her skin... Oh, I couldn't. I mean, it's against all my principles.
Richard, you must realize that the human body is nothing to be ashamed of. Particularly in your case.
Look, couldn't I just sculpt a vase of flowers or an orange?
Don't be ridiculous. Naked body's a temple. Good gracious. I'd feel no shame or embarrassment if I were to disrobe this very moment, to cast aside false modesty and run free as nature intended. Richard, where are you? Come out from under that desk at once.
Well, our Clean Up Britain campaign is really catching on, Mildred. Look at the headline in this morning's paper here.
Oh, obscene plays. Prime Minister to act. Ooh.
There we are. Yes, she'll show them.
Aye. Oh, here's today's poster.
Oh, anything important?
There's a memo from admin. It says, all staff are requested to empty their teapots after use and then stand upside down on the tea tray.
It's not business, is it? Anything from outside, Mildred?
Oh, yes. There's this letter from that MP, Sir Arthur Tudhope. You know, the one who's always on telly, cursing and swearing about people's thingies.
Hmm?
You know, they're morals.
Oh! But why is he writing to us?
He wants to know what line the government's taking on public decency.
Oh, well, Mr. Lamb can deal with that. Where is Mr. Lamb, by the way?
Oh, he isn't in yet, sir.
Not in, but it's nearly midday. I've been here for 20 minutes.
Morning, everybody.
I'm
sorry I'm late.
Good grief, number two. What have you got there?
Oh, it looks like a blooming great block of granite.
Well, that's because it is a block of granite. Oh.
Now, look, when the Prime Minister said we had to build a newer, cleaner Britain, didn't want us to do it literally.
No, this is for tonight, number one. I'm going to express myself in stone.
Hey, well, I never. Have you joined the civil service art class, Mr. Lamb?
Yes, I have. Isn't it exciting?
But why did you drag that granite up here? Couldn't you have left it in the hall?
Well, I wanted to, but the hall porter wouldn't have it. He wouldn't even let me put it in the lift.
Blimey. You mean you had to drag it up 4 flights of stairs?
Yes, and what's worse, I'll have to drag it down again for tonight.
Oh.
I'd better start now, and I'll be just in time for the class.
Well, wait. Just a minute, Numberdoo, just a minute, please. There is work to be done, and we'd better get on with it. Any minute now, Sir Gregory will be pushing his ugly face round the door and saying...
Not wasting time.
Oh.
That's exactly what the old fool will say. Oh, yes, Sir Gregory, good morning to you. Good morning.
Were you talking about me, Lennox Brown?
Oh, no, Sir Gregory. He was talking about another old fool.
What?
Hey, no attention to my colleague, Sir Gregory. He's suffering from malnutrition. He hasn't had his 11s.
Now, be quiet, the pair of you.
Yes, sir. Be quiet, number two.
Yes, number one. Be quiet, Mildred.
Yes, Mr. Lamb. Be quiet, Sir Gregory.
What?
Lamb,
I'm off. No, she's better. Now then, you two, this Clean Up Britain campaign. I hope you're pulling your weight.
Oh, indeed we are. Yes, indeed, yes.
Our country has been polluted for too long by the smut merchants. They've created a sink of iniquity. It's high time the government stepped in. We must all put our back to the wheel and stamp it out with a firm hand.
Quite.
I have undertaken an especially arduous task in this connection, so you won't be seeing me for a while.
What exactly will you be doing, Sir Gregory?
Well, I shall be carrying out a fact-finding survey. You know what it is. I shall force myself to sit through every dubious show at least 3 times. Just to make sure I miss nothing at all.
Yes, of course, sir. Will you be able to stand it, do you think, Sir Gregory?
I've never been one to shirk my duty, Lennox Brown. These brazen goings-on must be exposed. Think of it. Suggestive dancing. Girls showing off their lithe young bodies and shapely legs.
I think you'd better dance. Sit down, Sir Gregory. Yes. You're trembling. Please.
Yes. Yes, and you've gone a funny color.
You
Sir
must
Gregory.
Excuse me. These things make me... they make me angry. Yes, anyway. My report, should please, Sir Arthur Tugope.
Ah, yes, we've just had a letter from him, Sir Gregory, asking what line is being taken to clean up Britain.
Send him a copy of the government charter on indecency.
Yes, very good, Sir Gregory. We'll get one from stationery.
Yes, very good. Now, I have another little job for you two. This brochure issued by the Board of British Tourism. The new edition comes out next week, and there have got to be some changes.
Oh, I thought they just reprinted last year's with higher prices.
They use a lot of last year's material, actually, yes. That's why it's got to be cleaned up. Look at the cover.
Oh, yes. Yes, 2 young ladies in bathing suits.
Exactly. Flaunting their suntan, well-molded figures on feet. It's an outrage, We want none of that in this year's brochure. Here's the tourist board's proposed layout. I want you to go through the whole thing and reassemble it, replacing anything that might be offensive, including that front cover.
Leave it all to us, Sir Gregory.
I intend to get on with it at once. The final layout must be taken to the printers tomorrow.
One can enjoy time and again with the same expectancy of pleasure. Enjoy the cream of the crop in Rembrandt Van Rijn, blended with skill and care to a perfection in taste and flavor. Rembrandt Van Rijn, each cigarette a masterpiece.
Maak vandaag een Sunshine Deer dag.
Sunshine Deer, heerlijke smaak. Plus die zonskenvitamine wat ons lichaam nodig heeft.
Oh, wakker en kijk wat daar op jouw vaart. Een vrolijke laagdag. Een zonsken of vriendag. Een dag vol van smaak, een leven vol maak, ja.
Sunshine Deer, die margarine met zonskenvitamine. Kijk uit voor die groot rooie deer.
Isn't it good to know? Sambo understands your highs and lows. A friend indeed who meets your needs. Sambo.
At Sambo, you'll find the services to make your money matters easy and convenient.
Sambo is never far. Sambo is where you are. Isn't that what friends are for? Isn't that what friends are for?
Sambo. Your money friend.
Well, that's the brochure done, number two. You and Mildred can... What's the matter? You have a haunted look.
Well, it's the sculpture class, you see. I went there last night, and they had a lady on the platform wearing nothing but a glassy smile.
Good grief.
So Mr. Whistler said it would be all right because it was art, and I should feel detached.
Oh, and did you feel detached, Mr. Lamb?
No, just sort of loose at the knees. So I sat with my back to the model.
Ah, yes, very good. Well done, number two. You did the right thing there.
Mr. Whistler didn't think so. He said I was upsetting the class and insulting the lady. He told me to leave.
What a liberty!
Yes, he gave me a photograph of the model and told me to sculpt from that at home. So I did. But when my landlady came in and saw it pinned to my wardrobe, she was furious.
Well, naturally. So what steps did you take?
Great big long ones. She chased me downstairs with her broom and eventually caught me by the banister. She says she won't have a picture like that in the house, and so I've had to bring it here. Look.
Yes, it's, isn't it? I shall have to study this more closer later. Just leave it here, number two. Just leave it there.
Well, all right.
I must be off to my club now. Mildred and I have just completed the layout for the tourist brochure.
Yes, I'll take it up to the printer, sir.
Good, good. And then there's the charter to go to Sir Arthur Tudhope. You'll have to give Mildred a letter, number two, and some other little jobs for you in my in-tray. Have it all buttoned up by the time I get back from lunch, will you? About two.
About two, indeed. We've heard that before, haven't we?
Yes, indeed.
Half past blooming three, you'll come in here and say, sorry I'm 10 minutes late, but I have to take brandy with Admiral Gunn. And then there'll be the two of us slaving our fingers to the bone. It isn't fair.
Well, that's that done. What's the time, Mildred?
Half past three. Time for Mr. Lennox Brown to come back. Countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sorry, I'm 10 minutes late. Had to take whiskey with General Stone.
What happened to Admiral Gunn?
Oh, he went off early. The club does quite a good little lunch these days, I must say. Only 5 courses, but the caviar in aspic's not bad at all, really.
Really?
You two had lunch, have you?
We didn't have time, so we shared a cheese biscuit we found on the windowsill.
Yes, Mr. Lennox Brown, I took the brochure to the printers.
And I sent Sir Arthur a copy of the government charter on indecency.
Good, good. Well, I'll just sit quietly and have another look at that photo of yours, and then I'll toddle off home, I think. Mustn't overtax the system. Where is that vile photo?
It's on the corner of the desk, number one. I turned it face down to save upsetting the window cleaner.
Oh, yeah. Yes, here it is. Uh-uh. No, it isn't. But this is the copy of the government charter that we got from stationery. I thought you sent that to Sir Arthur.
Yes, well, I did. Well, I sent something to him. I remember going to the desk and it was on the corner, face down, and I... Oh, dear.
Blimey, he's been and gone and sent off that picture.
But I couldn't have, could I?
Well, you must have done. It isn't here anymore.
Number two, Sir Arthur Tudhope asked what we were doing to clean up Britain and you sent him a picture of a naked lady.
Mr. Lamb, you've boo-booed again. Ooh, and we sent a letter with it. Look, here's the carbon copy.
Give it to me. Dear Sir Arthur, the enclosed will show you what the government has in mind. All Home Office staff are anxious to have something to do with this.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. Sir Arthur will blame Sir Gregory, and Sir Gregory will kill us. Oh, number one.
I posted the letter on the way to the printers. That was only an hour ago. Perhaps it's still in the pillar box outside.
The pillar box, yes. Come on, quick, number two. We'll go down there at once, and I'll have a word with the postman when he comes to take his collection. I know how to deal with these people. Oh, I say, you there? Are you the postman?
What other thing am I being, please? I mean, you know, with this sacky on my back, you're thinking perhaps I'm Daddy Christmas, huh?
I mean, are you the postman who attends to this pillar box here?
Oh, now that is a horsey of a different coloring. I am indeed he.
A horse?
Would you mind, number two?
Ah, yes, I'm sorry.
We are senior civil servants from the General Assistance Department.
Oh, me myself too, I'm being the civil servant. How do you do?
How do you do?
Ramprasad Hari Bhai Sunila V. Mukherjee, first class postiwala.
Yes, I see. I'm sure you are. How do you do? Lennox Brown and Lamb. Now, our secretary posted a letter in this pillar box, and we want to get it back out of there.
Oh, that is being exceedingly impossible.
But why?
Well, because every little thing what was being in this pillaring box is now by my sucky. All the letterings and the posting cards.
Well, that's what we're trying to ask.
We want the round pieces of papering what are having stringy side round.
Mr. Postman, we want our letter back.
From my sucky?
Yes.
Oh, my golly goodness, no. That is not being allowed on no account, not never.
But this is an emergency. I shall take full responsibility.
That may be being as may be, but you are not taking any lettering from my sucky. Goodly day, gentlemen.
No,
I've just had Sir Arthur on the phone, Mr. Lennox Brown. Our letter's arrived, and he's not very pleased.
Here we go. He got the photo, did he?
No, sir. You see, it's rather puzzling. He says he got a holiday map of the Lake District with a slogan saying, "Why don't you go away?"
He what?
Oh, thank heavens, number one, we're saved.
Saved? Don't be an idiot.
What?
If he got the Lake District map, what did we put in the tourist brochure?
The one we were supposed to clean up.
I can't stand it, number two. There'll be murder done.
Let's go!
Oh, don't shoot, Sir Gregory. Don't shoot. I mean, don't shout. I'm prepared to resign on half pension if need be.
I have here this year's brochure published by the Board of British Tourism.
Well, that reminds me, Sir Gregory. Could I take a spot of leave?
By the time I have finished with you, Lamb, you'll be on 4 months' sick leave.
Thank you, Sir Gregory.
Let us look at this brochure, shall we? On the front is pictured a station hotel which was demolished in 1919. We open the book, and what do we find? What do we find, Lamb?
Page 2?
Page 2, yes, indeed. And also page 3. Staring us in the face is a full-page picture of an unclothed woman under the heading Britain's Top Tourist Attraction.
Well, there's been a slight error, you see, Sir Gregory. It should have been a map of the Lake District with captions.
Oh, the captions are there, all right, Lennox Brown. They're on the facing page with arrows pointing at this undressed lady. Just read that one there.
Oh, yes. Yes. Why not spend 10 days exploring these lovely hills and vales?
And this one, Lamb? This one? Go on, read this one out.
To enjoy this glorious vista to the full, you're advised to take binoculars for pinpoint reference. Oh, Sir Gregory, we can only kneel and beg forgiveness. I mean, really...
And as if the captions weren't enough, look what's written beneath this unclad girl.
Oh. If you'd like one of these to take on your holiday, send postal order for 25 pence. Well, all in all, I think perhaps we should destroy this at once.
Destroy this? Yes. What good would that do? Millions of copies have already been sent all over the world.
And here is the news read by Ivor Goodbody. Huge crowds of tourists arriving in Britain today were surprised when their British travel brochures were confiscated by customs. Customs men explained that this was the only way they could get hold of copies, as the book has been banned by British authorities. On the stock exchange, the black market price of brochures has now reached £20.50. Meanwhile, postal orders have been pouring in from Arab sheikhs, anxious to buy holiday girls as advertised. The Prime Minister told a crowded house that we could not afford to ignore this unexpected source of revenue, and she hoped some women MPs might help. One of them, expressing her support, said, "Just lead on, my dear. We're with you all the way."
Myrtle, look, I've just bought that hi-fi in the advert.
What advert?
You know, the sounds as good as it looks one.
Ooh, looks lovely.
If advertisers' promises prove unsound, you can set their record straight.
Well, it looks good.
Report misleading advertising to the Advertising Standards Authority at P.O. Box 10537, Johannesburg 2000, and help us keep advertising honest.
What are you bringing to the office party, Dave?
Oh, I think I'll give it a miss.
What? You were the life and soul of the party last year.
Listen, mate, that night cost me a 400 grand fine and my driver's license. And I'm stuck with a criminal record for life.
When you arrange an office party, cater for transport. Wouldn't you rather have your staff taken home than taken to court? Remember, it's criminal to drink and drive.
Well, here we are outside Lubner's, watching what is believed to be the biggest lounge suite sale in the world. Let's ask this lady with...
Two beautiful vinyl-covered booths for just £9.95 exclusive.
And you, sir?
Well, I bought this three-piece lounge suite for just 219 rand.
That's nothing. I got a four-piece upholstered lounge suite for a mere 399 rand.
It's my turn. You people out there must get down here to Lubner's. I've never seen so much fantastic value in lounge suites in my entire...
Hey, give me that mic. Well, it's back to our sponsors.
Wow! Lubner's are Vegas!
Ah, Mildred, you're back. Got over the fever, have you?
Yes, Mr. Lennox Brown. A couple of days in bed usually does the trick. It's my nerves, you see. I can't take these upsets anymore.
I know the feeling.
I thought you were planning to emigrate.
Emigrate? No. Everything's changed. The government's discovered that tourist bookings have trebled and they're delighted.
Ooh.
It's given the economy an enormous boost.
Hey, well, I never. So now you're the heroes of the hour.
Well, not quite, Mildred. Sir Gregory's claimed all the credit, says it was his idea.
Would you, Adam and Eve, it? Never mind. I expect you're just relieved that everything's back to normal.
Well, not quite everything. Mr. Lamb's still wasting his time sculpting.
Oh, he's not still working on that naked lady, is he? Oh, no.
I've got it. Oh, look here. Oh, I finished.
You were finished long ago, number...
What
is that?
That? That's my sculpture.
But that isn't it, is it?
No. I switched over to carving mottos so that Mrs. Bratsby wouldn't throw me out. And here's my first work of art, a new motto for the office.
Hey, isn't that clever? What's it supposed to say?
It says, "Somebody up there likes us."
Oh, well, I wish I could try it. Thank you very much, anyway.
In the picture tonight is the men from the ministry with John Simpson and Roger Service. Being framed were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Mayer, and Frank Graham and Brian Squires.
Tonight's script was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry.